And quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but he heeded not his mercy and the kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, your heart will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. Mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great evil melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. Mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down on pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and greed will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. Verses of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. Mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. We hear about the war, we see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's land, trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking, there's no safe place to stand, and the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound, the sound of a city that giants are coming down, the sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here seeing the end of time, and the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound, the sound of the city that giants are coming down, the sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying that it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that chants are coming down. Sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. Constantly aware that he is everywhere, and my soul there is no fear, for I know he's always near. And in my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love. Constantly aware that he is everywhere, and my soul there is no fear, for I know he's always near. And in my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love. Constantly aware that he is everywhere, and my soul there is no fear, for I know he's always near. And in my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love. I'll cherish your rugged crown till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to your rugged crown and exchange it someday for a crown. Though I'll cherish your rugged crown till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Though I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, Lord, for another good, nice rest, for your protection throughout the night, Lord. We just pray, we'll just help us to continue with the thought that we're on, Lord, trying to express the things that you've put on our heart. To open the eyes and hearts of the people, Lord. We just pray to give us grace to say things the way you want it said, Lord, in such a manner, Lord, that people will be able to understand, first of all, the hour and time we're now living in, Lord. I just pray you'll just continue to do it as you see fit, Lord. We pray you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. We just want to continue with exposing this thing that people are so deluded and they're so deceived. The devil, he just has a heyday with people because, like the Bible says, the people are destroyed, literally destroyed, physically, spiritually, in every way to Sunday, because of lack of knowledge. They have been taught nothing. These people in the pulpits that they're supposed to teach them, they're sellouts, they're compromised. They're agents of Satan, and people go there every Sunday, try to be taught something, and they haven't been taught nothing. First of all, that in this generation, the hour of late is here. There's only one message to preach, and that is that Jesus, God sent a prophet, Malachi 4, prophesied thousands of years ago. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. And because they haven't tapped into that knowledge and that understanding, and it says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because you reject the knowledge, I'll reject you, that you'll be no more priest before me. And then he'll forget your children, because people have not put in no effort to seek the Lord while he may be found. Because back in the early 90s, late 80s, there was a call going out, a universal call for all these people that are sensitive to the Spirit of the living God. But to millions and millions, that call just went quite quietly. It was like a song says, the sound of silence. He's speaking on the billboards. He's spoken, you can read it over in Proverbs, like the Lord was trying to get man's attention. I happened to hear it. I happened to hear that restless thing in my soul, my spirit. Come out of her, my people. Come out of this religious system, so that you'll not partake of her sin, that you'll not receive her plague. And that universal call, went out throughout the world. It was calling people to fast. It was calling people to prepare to meet the Lord. Behold, the Lord comes. And people, like I say, it just fell on deaf ears. But the call went out, and people, there's a lot of people that caught it, that picked it up, and they did something about their lifestyle. They began to look to the heavenly. They began to prepare their life. They did a life change. I heard it, and I started seeing things, and I started speaking up. Of course, it'll cost you. Cost me everything I ever worked for. It cost me my family. Cost me everything. But I had that call in my spirit in my life, and I began to do some things that were kind of out of the ordinary. But in it all, I began to see some things, and throughout this journey, that's when I run into this Judy, Judy Ann, call her. Mm-hmm. And had some fellowship with her, and like I said yesterday, the devil knows all about. The devil was working overtime to keep people away from that voice, to keep people away, to keep people from preparing themselves for the coming of the Lord. And that happened late 80s, early 90s, when the Lord came to me 2 o'clock at night, saying, I'm coming soon. It all contributed to that. And that's what I say when I run into this Judy. And we had fellowship, and he heard that same frequency. It was at that time that the whole family left that colony up in Viking Alberta, because they were being terrorized, they were being mistreated, and eventually they all came out. And like I said yesterday, the devil, he was waiting. He was there when people took that exodus out of there. He was just trying. He was there in my life too, trying to divert me and trying to get me to compromise.
You know, I didn't leave because I was mistreated or any of that aspect. You know, I left because there's nothing biblical to back up that lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
And that's what got me searching. Is the Word of God, the things that are in the Bible that I did not see, that Hutterite lifestyle was compatible with the Bible. And yeah. These are the things that got me searching and put me on a journey, is I did not see a future on that place because of there's nothing in the sense of Christianity. Mm-hmm. It's a religious organization.
But all in all, it's still, God was making you restless. You begin to see things in the script, mm-hmm. that you could compare with the scriptures, and it's a lifestyle. It's a phony, diabolical lifestyle, and as time went on, like I said, time and time again, I didn't know what was going on. I just knew one thing. I read the Bible all my life, and I could not compare it with what they were trying to tell me. Everywhere I would bump into some obstacles, and eventually I just realized the biggest obstacle is that guy in the pulpit, that preacher, even though they were my dad and my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, doing the preaching. That didn't bother me none, because I knew that that whole system was not compatible with the Word of God. And now when I look back, it's just controlled by Satan. It'll never take anywhere. It's just a form of God in it. And that's where I was trapped in, and I just began to speak out against it, and eventually it cost me everything. And like I say, then I ran into a lot of people that are on the same page or the same frequency. But see, the devil, he never sleeps. He never slumbers. And he saw this young girl, this Judy, and she was all had a desire in her heart to have something more than that calling could. She was going after the spiritual gifts, and she began to see things different. Eventually, they left. But like I said yesterday, lo and behold, Satan is watching, and he had a trap set for her, and she walked right in that trap, because my people are destroyed. And throughout that trap, she was completely destroyed. And for 2 years, she died with that Lou Gehrig's disease, simply because people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and there's nothing anybody could do to convince her otherwise, because you fall under that delusion, under that seductive spirit, like exactly like back in the garden. Eve was seduced. She was unaware of what's going on. She trusted that serpent because she saw him every day doing the work, doing the labor, and she kind of trusted him, and he came on with his new idea about sex, and he had an intercourse with Eve, and then she brought forth Cain. And that's the whole problem with what happened back there. And that spirit is still around. That Satan is still around with these seducing spirits. And he knows exactly, like I keep saying over and over, he knows exactly what these young people, when a young girl or a young guy gets up to the age of wanting a family, just the makeup. It's just something in their makeup that starts to develop, starts to mature, and here it is. This guy from America shows up and just swept her off her feet, and there's nothing anybody could have done to convince her otherwise, unless, of course, she would have something inside of her that would
go and ask and
find out from her what this is all about. Mm-hmm. The breakdown of communication, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it says not everything that comes your way is of God. That's why you have to try the spirits and take it to the Bible. It says in Corinthians, there are many kinds of voices in this world. You know, there's different languages, and in the spirit world, there are different voices. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure that what you're hearing and what is coming across your path is of God. That's why you need to be sensitive and pray and inquire of God, is this of you, God, or am I being deceived? Like when I was in Brandon, I was kind of seeing this guy, and I had enrolled in the university, and I felt my world coming crashing down. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, intervene in my life, because I don't want to make a mess here, because I don't want to get so caught up in school and forget about why God led me off the colony, because he didn't lead me off in this short era of time to make a name for myself. He led me off the colony to do what we're doing today, to inform people, to give them knowledge of who God is and what he requires of this, of people. So, I broke my ankle, and that's one of the blessings in my life, that God kind of yanked me into reality of what he wanted for my life. He didn't want me to pursue a guy or this some doctor. And see, those are the things that you have to weigh out. Mm-hmm. And go before the God. You can't just pursue something and not use reasoning of what's going on here. You have to really take it to the Bible. Is this of God, or is this of the devil setting a trap for me?
I remember just about that time I heard about that North Bedford group, and I was kind of that Rhoda that we were going to go see up there. She was involved in that. She and that Bedford group, and they had meetings once a year or something, and they And she even bragged about how she would speak. She had the gift of speaking in tongues. And she spoke in tongues up there at the meeting, and like a long time the interpreter. And it was very interesting. And I looked at it, and I watched and observed it. I didn't go involved in it, didn't get involved in it, but it raised my interest. I began to look towards that thing. But now when I look back, it's just a charismatic, just another frequency of charismaticism.
That's all it is.
It's got nothing to do, and absolutely just another frequency from these voices out there. And I met a lot of them, and I got almost got involved in it, but it was like the Lord was walking me through all these denominations to the Pentecostal, and then one day I had a dream or a vision or something, and I saw this eagle. And I didn't know what it meant. I saw this eagle, he was swooping down, and he picked something up, and then he swooped back up again. And later on, I found out exactly what that means. I was going from the Pentecostal to the Baptist to the Mennonite, everywhere I went. But what I was doing, I was going down and took out whatever truth there was, because there was something inside of my makeup that didn't fall for all that stuff. So what the Lord was doing, he knows there's a certain level of truth in there, and I just took whatever truth I got, I could find, and then after a while I saw the cracks in it, and I didn't want to have nothing to do with them, and that one went away, and I almost practically gave up. And then that's when I went out, the Lord moved on me to go out to Vancouver, and there I found out God sent a prophet. I found out about water baptism and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but that was all part of that journey, that movement when the Lord beckoned the late 80s, early 90s, and began to work on me, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is yet near. Back then he was still to be found. If people would only be honest and with themselves and pursue that thing, like I did that. And like I said, there's many traps along the way that I almost fell into, but sometimes I would sit for 2-3 years just pondering and looking at that thing and watching and observing. And even when there was even the movement went through the colony here down from Crystal Spring and here in Manitoba camp through Milltown and through the different colonies, and it almost looked pretty good, you know. And at that time, it was that Wolf Crester group around that time where they got involved with these people down east. All that contributed to that movement that was coming on in the late 80s, early 90s. And all it was the Lord preparing a people for the coming of the Lord. And we just happened to tap in. We found that prophet, and then after that prophet went off the scene, we found that chief apostle, and we just followed, and we know we were right on track. We were on the right track, and we were just, little did we know that what the Lord was leading us up to was to this very thing that we're in now, because we've gone through the experiences, we've gone to the test, we know exactly what's out there. These are just tricks of Satan to lure people out into left field, just like he did with that lady, with that girl, with that young girl, just come up to the age of certain things begin to develop, and that guy from Nigeria was there, and he just swept her off her feet, and he led her on down the road to destruction. That's as simple as I can put it, because at the end of the day, the last 2 years of his life, that little girl, that deceased, took over, and she was completely destroyed. And then the worst of it is, they pretend like it's a Christian thing. It's of God, and she's had a beautiful life. She had hell on earth. That's what she did, simply because she walked into Satan's trap. And like I say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. She was destroyed because her parents and her parents and that whole Hutterite infrastructure does not teach people anything that has any value. And so she's out there groping in the dark, and the devil knows all that, and he made himself available, and he took her out to left field, out to the road of destruction. And all we're doing now, we're trying to salvage whoever wants to listen, whoever cares to be salvaged. We put out this information here, because I felt the Lord nudging me to make sure I go up to that funeral. I mean, the reason I did, because I kind of knew her a little bit from before, and I just want to get to pay her respect. And when I got there, I began to see something. I began to see the reality of what happened, how the devil lured her on in. And before you know it, and like I said, then they became the Judy's beautiful life. It's not a beautiful life. You got to look at face reality and look it right in the face. The devil is out here doing things people are not even aware how God is moving in these closing days of time. And he's given everybody an opportunity to seek the Lord while he may be found. I remember back at that early 90s there, they had this movement here with this J.K. guy. He became so corrupt that you had to be pretty blind not to see it. And I was one of the few that spoke up against it. And eventually, like I said before, I went to this prayer meeting and we clipped his wings because I knew that there's a spirit on that man. And they tried time and time again to tackle him, but he always had a way of eluding them. He had a way of evading. And I began to see this thing has to be a spiritual warfare thing. And the guy gave me some tips about spiritual warfare, and he let me know, you're not fighting the purse. You're not fighting the JK guy. You're fighting the spirit that's on that man, the demon, the devil that's controlling him. And through controlling him, he controlled that whole Hararite infrastructure to the point where he was even the top guy for all these three groups, for the Leralite, the Darislite, and the Shemilite, and they voted him in to be the overseer of these three groups. He had so much power, and what he did, then he took he coerced us into signing all our property over to him, when got us to sign a piece of paper, where that gives him full power of an attorney to take all our money, that we ever worked for. And what he did, he went and borrowed some $30 million, and all of a sudden, my father told me about that, and all of a sudden my eyes begin to pop open what he's doing. He coerced us into signing that document so he could just take all that property that the Hararites had and borrow money on that property as a power, because he was given the power of attorney, of an attorney, and he got so corrupted and did all that. It was pretty obvious to see, and there's people that started speaking up, and I began to speak up, and I began to see what's going on here. And eventually, it went to the Supreme Court, and eventually, he lost the majority of the people. And then they had a vote and a consensus, and he voted, and he lost the vote, but he got a minority, and he took that minority and started his own group. But the thing of it is, what I'm trying to say, he got so corrupt that it was pretty obvious that the man is corrupted. And people would support him after that split, but people did. They still supported him. And see, God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what happened back then, what he did, he began to form his own clique, and then people began to support his crookedness. After everything they knew, everything he saw, they all had that book from that gift. And what happened is he became so corrupt, and there's, like I say, there's nothing new under the sun. What has been will be, and it was just the same as back in the days of Lucifer, when he got so corrupted that all these angels, they had to make a decision, am I going to support Lucifer, or am I going to stand for what's right, true, and just? And a lot of them, they decided they're going to support Lucifer, and then God called them into question. All these people, all these angels, they weren't people, they were angels. And they decided they're going to support that corruption. And the very same thing, God being the same yesterday, today, and forever, nothing new under the sun. Here he allowed this JK guy to get so corrupted that everybody could see that he's corrupted. But there's people, for whatever reason, they decided to jump on his bandwagon and support his corruption, and thereby God was doing the same thing. He didn't even ask these angels, why did you do that? They just, when God called Lucifer into check, into question, they just went with him. And here's the same thing, but people didn't realize that when that JK got unseated, got, so to speak, judged, and he took a minority of people and went in his clique, and started his own clique, and now all these people that rejected justice and righteousness and supported this corruption, they sided with him. Like some of these colonies, like there's Homewood, and there's Vermilion, and the different colonies, they saw how corrupt he was, and here, lo and behold, they jumped on the bandwagon with him. And that, it's the same thing, whether they know it or not, whether they realize it or not, they're taking their people out to hell and death, and they, because they made that decision, that they're going to support him. Now, these colleges, they're split in two, and now you saw the corruption, but I'm getting to a point, because all of a sudden, my daughter, she gets involved with one of their, one of those colleges that sided with him, and here, without her knowing it, she gets involved with this guy, and eventually gets married. And I was against it right to this day, because I saw exactly what I'm saying here, how corrupt that man was. And if you jump on his bandwagon, you're doomed. You're lost. You're just as good as shining all everything over to him. And what happened is, eventually she married, but it was part of that group that decided to go against God, to go against justice, to go against righteousness. Now, that other group is not that holy either, but at least when the camp of judgment, when that guy came into question, that J.K. guy, and he was so corrupted that people, we can't support you anymore, and they clapped for it. And like I said, there's two cliques. And my daughter, she's down in one of these colleges under that J.K.'s umbrella, and if you're under his umbrella, you're just like those angels back in the days of Lucifer. They weren't even asked. They were just completely expelled from that heavenly abode. And that's what we're trying to say here. We're trying to bring out what God has been doing in the last 30, 40 years. He's been moving 24/7, and he's trying to get people to look to God and to seek the Lord while he may be found. And he allowed these things to arise. He allowed that J.K. to become so corrupted that it was pretty obvious for anybody that had a brain to see how corrupt that guy is. And then, like I say, people decided they're going to support this corruption. And then here my daughter gets caught up in this web, not knowing, kind of ignorant, and I oppose it. I never endorsed that thing. Right to this day, I don't. But see, God rich in mercy, even though you did that, even though you made that mistake, even though you supported that criminal, even though he did all that, here God, rich in mercy, has given everybody an exit route that you can just simply believe what we're trying to be telling here for the last 30 years. And we're trying to wake up a people. All you simply have to do is do exactly what the Bible says. Whosoever will, let him come. Come to where? Come to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that is your only exit route. That is your only way of salvation from here on out, is to invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The grace age is over. There's no more water baptism in Jesus. There's no more retracting. But God, rich in mercy, has given mankind an exit route out of this dilemma that we're out, that everybody's caught up in. This way or that way. Like I say, the grace age is over. Water baptism in Jesus' name is over. Now it's only one thing left. The invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Whosoever will, let him come. Whoever is athirst, let him come. Whosoever heareth, let him say, come. It's open for every human being, no matter how many mistakes you made in life. It's open for everybody. Whosoever will, let him come. Come to work. There's only one exit route. There's only one thing left for mankind before that great tribulation sets in, and you're going to have to give your life, and you'll be butchered and slaughtered, because I saw the blueprint. I saw the pattern. I saw the sequence of events. It's all the thing that's left here to accept that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And you're going to be taking an exit route out of all this dilemma, all these things that's coming on the face of the earth, like the song says. The days are numbered. It's just a matter of time when God is going to bring everything into fulfillment, and then there's that judgment day coming, and when that is over, there's that great tribulation coming, and then after that, the Lord comes down and puts Satan in the chair, and he sends him off to hell, and then it's the day of the Lord. The wrath of the Lamb, where the mountains, they'll say to the mountain, fall on us and hide us from him that sits on the white horse. It's all programmed. It's all written. And like I say, it says it over and over and over again. That day is coming. That day is numbered. It's just a matter of time. And all we can do is to, the only exit route that we and I can do, we can't stop it. All we can do is prepare ourselves for that day. And God, rich and mercy, put us on this journey 30, 34, 35 years ago. And we're trying our level best to keep ourselves sanity, to keep our spiritual sanity, to keep our head above the water, because we see what's going on out there. We're just doing the little thing that we can do. That's why we say, Lord, use us for your glory, because there is absolutely nothing that you and I can do for the Lord in these closing days of time, because it's such a treacherous time out there. And a lot of traps that Satan has set. And we can look back and we see how many people, because, like it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they haven't been taught. None of them have been taught about God sending a prophet. These preachers in the pulpit, they'll do everything they can to try to divert you away. That's what I told you, how to write preachers back in the day. I wrote them a letter. God sent a prophet. What a baptism in Jesus' name. And they just, you got till sundown to get out of here. If you don't get out of here, the shower will come and pick you up. That's how vehemently they're opposed to truth and to reality. And millions of people are caught up in their debauchery simply because, I keep saying over and over again, these people in the pulpit, they have only one job description. Let people know that God sent the prophet here into the church age of Laodicea. But like I say, they'll do everything they can to stifle and to make sure nobody finds that. And here we're doing our level best, trying our level best to warn the people. Because these preachers in the pulpit, they're sure not going to do it. Neither will the preachers out there in the world of religion. And just make sure you never find that thing. But here there's only one thing left. The invitation to the marriage supper of God, rich in mercy. His grace has no boundaries. It has no limit. It has no end. All you got to do is accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all I see in the scripture, because it goes by the sequence of events. You can, like I keep saying over and over again, that day will not come, that rapture. We've been talking about that rapture a lot, and we thought it'll happen already. But I keep saying over and over again, it will not happen until these two witnesses are killed. Over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it says, that day will not come unless there come a falling away first, and that man of sin is going to be revealed. And that man of sin is that Pope. You and I know that. But he's not revealed on the world stage until he had these two witnesses in Israel killed. And then they, after 3.5 days, they rise up and they go up to heaven. And after that, not before, after that, the rapture is on. And I just keep saying it over and over again. But I don't know the day. I don't know when this has happened. As far as I'm concerned, it should have happened quite a while ago, but it hasn't happened yet. But it's not until these two witnesses get killed, unless that Pope has them killed. He's not going to do it himself. He's just going to get his infrastructure and his army to go out and do it. Do it. That's just what we're trying to tell you. We're trying to warn people about the day and hour that we're now living in. I don't know how you see it, but I don't know if we're getting off topic here or not, but we're still talking about how easy it is to fall into the devil's trap, and you don't even know it, especially when your makeup, you'd be taught differently, and it's pretty hard to find your way through the jungle that we're in here now. But we're in the closing days of time, judgment is looming on the horizon, and there's no more going into reverse. That thing you see in the States and America with Trump and the hell now, it's all just going to go right over on into the millennium, and eventually you're going to have a country and a nation that's going to be God and country. That all that's democratic stuff, there's going to be a civil war, and it's just all going to be just as it was, just like it is, the sheep and the goats and the goat, the billy goat, there, you're just going to go into that lake of fire. That's the time we're living in. We're living in right in the season of the coming of the Lord, of the culmination of all things that's been happening for the last 6,000 years, because Satan has been given 6 days, 6,000 years, and his days expired exactly when the Bible says it will. That's why we're so vehement. That's why we're so behind that midnight cry, the key to end, that gives us the end time picture. Once we know that midnight cry, we know exactly the sequence of events. The only thing we do not know, the day and hour of that rapture. But we can watch the sequence of events happening, where God is going to once again restore Israel. He's going to restore everything that Adam and Eve brought upon the human race, because God promised Adam, he said, I'm going to send somebody who's going to correct everything. And along comes Jesus Christ. And that's why we give honor to him, because he's the only one that was qualified to do the what he did. And he's the only one that's worthy to be worshipped. And that's why we're putting in someone there to try to do the level best that you and I can do in these closing days of time, to do something for him after everything he's done for us. And that's what keeps us motivated, and to tell people the truth in these closing days of time. And it's real. I could almost, Sometimes I can feel how close it is when we sing these songs and we realize how close we are to the end of time, to the end of that day of the Lord, to the end of that great tribulation the Bible talks about. And the separation of the goats and the sheep. And the goats, they go into the lake of fire, and the sheep, they go into that millennium, that kingdom that's prepared for them from before the foundation of the world. To you and I, it's so simple that you can't miss it. Like I say, I keep trying to hurry up that rapture, but I don't know when that rapture, but I keep saying it won't happen until the prophets are killed.
Yeah, people don't realize there's a devil out there, an enemy. And even if you leave the colony, the devil is still there, and he has many traps set. And people, and then you realize that when you look at the hour you're living in, that there's a gray horse rider out there. When you sit in these congregations and you realize that you are in the presence of the gray horse, the result of what the gray horse rider brought, he brought deception because people did not accept what God had. He had a prophet on the scene, that spirit of Elijah, to turn us back to the faith of the early church. And the same way what happened with Jesus. They rejected Jesus. The Gentiles rejected Jesus because the Son of Man was being revealed through the ministry of Brother Branham. And they rejected the very thing that the Jews rejected in 33 A.D. The Lord Jesus Christ, they rejected. And the churches did the same thing. And that's why the world is ripe for judgment. It's just ripe for judgment. And everywhere you look, it is a very unstable environment everywhere and everything you see, because it's not built on the foundation of the Word of God. And it all will be shaken. There's coming a shaking, and it's already starting, that shaking, where everything is going to be shaken, and the only thing that will remain standing is the things that are built on the foundation of the Word of God. All the others will just come down and collapse, because there's a kingdom coming, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what's going to be established, and that's what's going to rule and reign this planet, to bring it all back to God. Everything is going to be redeemed back to God. And that's through our journey, what God has brought us from these religious system, and he taught us through his word and through his prophet and through his apostolic ministry. Those are the things that God wanted us to have, the knowledge of who he is and what he's doing, so we are not ignorant to the things and the ways of God. Like these church systems out there, I'm sorry to say, but they are ignorant. They do not know that the devil has them all. They are all deceived by that gray horse rider, and they are sitting there, and don't know the danger that they're all in, because they did not follow the pattern of God.
Amen to that. We're living in that hour of time. Like we keep saying, the Lord rich in mercy, he led us to the end. Introduce us to the fact that God sent the prophet, and we keep saying it over and over again. The only thing anybody has to prove is to preach about is that God sent the prophet. And when God sends a prophet, then you can be rest assured. You can trust him. You can trust what he says. And then he brought us that chief apostle. And then he brought us, now he's bringing to the human race the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And once that's done, it's Katie barred the door. And then if you miss that invitation, you're going to do exactly what the Bible says. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. Because there's only one thing left, and that's the Gullaton. You're going to have to give your life for it. They're just up the road here. Within, I'm not going to set a date, because I don't know the date. I know we're in the season of it. The season began exactly on that midnight cry, and then you had 57 years, and then, like I keep saying, October the 15th, 2021, that's when those 1,260 days begin to count, and then it's 42 months, and you're going to see exactly from October the 15th, 2021, that's when the restoration of Israel began, and you can count on your count 7 years on that. That's when Jesus ties up Satan, throws him into hell. And then that day of the Lord, the day of the Lord kicks in for 30 days, and then for 45 days, that's the separation from the goats and the sheep. And like I keep saying, the billy goats, they go right into the lake of fire. That's just God's program. We just happened to read the program. We just happened to read the blueprint. And we got it from that midnight cry. That's why we can say for sure that's exactly going to happen exactly as the scripture says. We don't know the day and hour, but we know we're in the season of it. That's what I keep saying. You want to pray?
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks that you've allowed us to see things in your word and afford a picture what the hour and time we're living in, like Jesus prayed. And he said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to see these things, allowed us to accept that you sent a prophet in this age, and then you followed with Brother Jackson, Lord, a ministry, Lord, to turn us back to you, to the faith of the early church. We give you thanks and we praise you, Lord. We just pray, help us to be found faithful and endure to the end. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.